Question 17. Do Muslims worship Muhammad? Islam is based on uncompromising monotheism. God alone is to be worshipped and nothing else. So Muslims cannot worship Muhammad, peace be upon him, or any other human being. The basis for this misconception actually comes from the early Orientalists who called Islam Mohammedanism, implying that Muslims worship Muhammad. Like all prophets, he was a man, and despite his extraordinary accomplishments, he never claimed divine status. Rather, he always maintained that he was human like everyone else, that he spoke nothing of his own accord, and that the Quran was a message from God, revealed to him by God, to whom alone belongs all glory and praise. He never took personal credit for any success. All the principles he taught, the legislation he pronounced, and the great achievements for which he could have attained personal renown and advantage were attributed to the guidance and support of God alone. Muslims strive to follow the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Additionally, Islam teaches Muslims to respect all of God's prophets and messengers. However, respecting and loving them does not mean worshiping them, for all forms of worship must be directed only to the Creator. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was himself a devout worshiper of God. He gave away everything he obtained in charity, fasted often, and would spend a great portion of the night in prayer. He was constantly aware of his Lord, remembering him in every situation, and his words of praise and supplication reflected the highest degree of sincerity and servitude. His entire life was dedicated to the cause of God. He called on people to worship God alone and insisted that they refer to him as merely a slave of God, telling his followers, "Do not exaggerate in praise of me as the Christians did with Jesus, son of Mary. I am only his slave, so say, the slave of Allah and his messenger."